you have had some really good results on getting good grapefruit size and production with some foliar nutrition.
And that's correct. We've had excellent results this year, and I want to say Glenn Barnes, who was also at the meeting, went over and saw the Maury Boyd project 3 or 4 years ago and quickly saw in his own mind that that was exactly what he needed to do. So we've applied that program now for 2 years. And as I said last year, just the results speak alone for themselves. I'm going to say clearly that we average on our grapefruit acreage 600 boxes per acre. And I want to say the main reason we average 600 boxes per acre is because we had a lot of good size in our groves. Stating what I said before the committee was the state themselves entered January with 61% of the fruit on grapefruit trees being size 56 and smaller, where the Barnes actually proved out this year at that same time to have 65% of their fruit 36 and larger, the price difference being substantial. I want to say that in the 36 and larger, we never sold one box below $15. And there was a lot of trading on the 40s, 48s, and 56s. I would say those sizes probably averaged in the neighborhood of 10. So you can understand the difference in return to the tree. And when you add all that up, it was clearly a result of our nutritional feeding program, which is based on Maury Boyd's plan.
So Maury Boyd plan largely and heavy on foliar nutrition, correct?
And heavy on foliar nutrition. But what we're finding and what we've which has been a result of all this work, Maury Boyd included, is that phosphorus seems to be a key agent in the battle against greening. Not to be able to go into that all here, but there are many different kinds of phosphorus, and there's just one phosphorus that seems to be lacking due to greening disease. And we found this out twice when we actually left this particular phosphorus out of our formula. And in both cases, when we left this particular phosphorus out, we had a collapse of the grove within weeks. And in both cases, when we put this particular phosphorus back in, the groves responded beautifully. So clearly what we're seeing is a pointing towards phosphorus in the overall battle against greening.
You had a request that more money be spent, or look at least spending more money on nutrition regarding HLB.
There's no question about that. What I want to say is that we're of the opinion that the life of the tree without any help at all is very short. We think the time of people that are doing nothing is almost over for them. Second, the idea of a lot of these long-term projects, which where we would require growers to replant trees, we feel like that's a 10 to 15-year project, getting the tree in the ground, proving the tree, and then actually getting results. Foliar nutrition is happening now. It happens right away. Once you start this program, I want to say within 3-4 months, you're seeing very positive results. You're seeing good growth coming out of greening damaged branches. And for us, it was the first fruit to bloom this year. And all I can say is it's very positive. We would love to have the backup of Florida research on this. We got together with a lot of people in Lake Alfred, the IFAS people, which are right here, and they have said to us that they've had projects that are very valuable towards this that haven't received the funding that they normally should receive. And for us, seeing the damage that there is, we clearly know that they should receive. So we're becoming a little bit more vocal. Really, we're growers and stay out of the political light. But since this is threatening the whole industry, and I've been in this business since 1970, it's the first time that I've seen the interest in the processing industry and the packing industry be exactly the same. We all need each other to live through this disease and keep all the facilities open, processing and packing facilities, so that we can actually return money for our fruit. So the goals are the same for the whole citrus industry, which, like I say, is the first time that I've ever seen that. And second, we know that nutritional feeding is going to give us immediate results. How long-term it is? Hey, I don't know that for sure, but what I can say this year is we averaged about $10 return to the tree while the other people are sitting there doing nothing. We got good money this year. We got good production. And everything looks to be, next year, the exact same story.
Any other points you had to add?
I really appreciate being able to talk with you, and I really appreciate being able to talk to the CRDF here today. We're late coming to the party, and I know that all the work that they've been doing has been a result of meetings over the past several years. So for us to come and say, hey, we're being short-funded in this one direction is, you know, maybe we should have gotten on the ball a little sooner, but we only had the results ourselves here in the last year or two. So I'm not upset. However, I am very interested in trying to direct a lot more funds towards this nutritional feeding because it will be nothing but good for everybody that does it. and does it correctly.
Had you not had a big HLB problem until the last couple of years?
You know, that's been a real learning experience, too. You know the psyllid was here, and I want to say several years ago, we were looking for the yellow shoots, the yellow dragon shoots, and everybody was thinking, well, we aren't seeing any damage to the tree or the fruit. And our research or our idea was that we would actually see the fruit show us that the tree was really damaged. We would see misshape on the fruit, and we would then understand, okay, that's the fruit that has greening problems. We need to take that out. But that wasn't true. What we actually saw was deterioration of the inside flavor first, and that was a very hard thing to grade from the outside. We didn't see the misshape in the fruit first. So what really the story is that the damage happened long ago. And while we were sitting here on our hands not doing anything for psyllid control or doing anything for fighting the greening, we should have been. So to anybody else in this, to any other country, I would say that if you're seeing the bug, you've got a problem and you need to act now.
You mentioned the internal fruit quality. Has the nutritional program helped that as well?
Well, I want to say very much so. This year we experienced in our Hamlins an increase to 7 pounds, which I've never heard before. And so 7 pound solids. Normally Hamlins are about 5.5 pound solids. And our grapefruit this year, we had a much sweeter taste than the rest of the industry. I will admit to the fact that our Brix was a little bit lower on the whole, but I think that was just a phenomenon of nature. But even though our Brix was a little bit lower on the whole, we were much better than the rest of the industry. And that can be validated by our customers. And we've started to sell our fruit on flavor 2 years ago, and we are marketing almost solely on flavor in several markets right now. So it's no, we were not hurt at all. We benefited quite a bit from the nutritional program, both in numbers of fruit on the tree, the size of that fruit on the tree, and the flavor of our citrus.
How many acres of citrus does Barnes Citrus grow?
The family themselves own 1,500 acres, and this is all grapefruit. They have an additional 1,500 acres of oranges that are in the interior around Arcadia. Glenn Barnes, who is a caretaker, caretakes another 4,000 acres, which is all under this nutritional feeding program. So these are in several locations, mostly in St. Lucie and Indian River County, with the oranges being in Arcadia. So I feel that we have a good cross-section to be able to say, hey, it's not just over here that things look good. Across our total acreage, we're seeing the same improvements due to the program.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.